Okay. All right. So welcome back. And I want to get to some of the, I think last Zman, we basically covered a lot of the basics and the Yesoidos. And then we'll get down to some of the Shailas, L'maisa. And we'll see how we could use some of the Yesoidos that we learned in L'maisa. And we'll do it up here to say the Shulchan Aruch still. So the first Sif, what we're up to now, is Simen Tzadi Hei, Sif Gimel. And here he talks about what happens when you wash dishes together. So what happens is you have this, let's say, a big shissel, a bowl filled with hot water, and you fill up all your dishes, you turn on the sink, hot water, and then lo and behold, down there in the bottom of the sink, you found a milchik fork together with all the fleishig dishes. Okay? Or the classical, my cleaning lady washed, you know, some of the silverware, and there was some milchik dishes there. So what do we do, L'maisa? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. You have to split up the cases if the thing is dirty versus the thing is clean. You could have where the thing is clean. For example, you had a coffee mug, and it was pretty clean. It just was being rinsed out or washed out. You had a fork that was used. You love dafki, you always have mamashas on something which is dirty. So there's two different cases. So the Shulchan Aruch starts like this. Ka'areis shabasar shahudchu b'yoyrach ha'leves. So again, in those days, they didn't have dishwashers. They didn't have sinks. So how did they wash dishes? They had a big pot. They boiled the pot of water on a stove. They took the pot off the stove. It was basically a kli rishon, right? Because it was basically a pot that had boiled water in it. And you stuck all the dirty dishes in there and start, you know, best you can with virus and all these other things that they claimed were soap. So they tried to get off some of the grease. So the bowl, the pot is milchik, and the plates inside were all fleishik. Even if they were both used within 24 hours. And the water is yatzer ledesboy. Sounds pretty bad news. If all the kalim were clean and they were just being rinsed off, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. So how can it be mutter? It's a kli rishon. It's yatzer ledesboy. And it's ben yoymoy. Sounds like a bad combination. It's all not bar not. Remember, because the flavor is coming out of the milchik pot. That's a not bar not. It's a second degree flavor. Because how did the milchik pot become milchik? Because it was used with milchik, and now the tam of the milk went into the pot, and then from the pot into the water. So the water is the tam sheni. And same thing with the fleishik dishes, right? The meat went from the meat to the plate, from the plate to the water. So now the water has in it all this not bar not flavor, but it's okay. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's fine. If one of them is dirty, now it's a different story. You don't have naparnat anymore. So if one of them is dirty, zok to Shulchan Aruch, then v'hushe v'barli shlo haya shum davuk ben. Im haya shum davuk ben, tzark shia b'mayim shishim k'negin mamoshas ha-shemen. Otherwise, everything is awesome, because now the water becomes, now the flavor from the milk, there was meat. So the flavor coming out of the milk in a pot is going to trafen up that meat right away. It's not naparnat anymore because it's tam sheni, but it's coming out be'issa right away. So it will asr the, and now you have nevela in there. So as long as you need shishim in the water against the mamashas. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I don't see any sfardim in the room right now, so this is not relevant to us. Because we paskin like Tosfos, not like this Shulchan Aruch. And Tosfos gives two reasons why this halacha is not true. And there are more paskins like that. V'yesh oisrim. V'chein noyagim. What's the pshat in the oisrim? So the pshat in the oisrim is, in the poiskim, it's two reasons. It's called noyagim and poigim. Basically, that the lumdus is, the way the shach paskins, l'maisa, is that, we've mentioned this far before, that the tam of the milchik pot is going to come out into the water. Before it settles into the water as a tam sheni, it's going to meet up with the fleishik tam coming out of the plate. So you have this fleishik tam coming out of the plate. You have this milchik tam coming out of the yoyret. They're going to meet up in the water. They're going to become basa b'chalav in the water before they become tam sheni. And memela, it becomes water, treif in the water. The whole water becomes treif, and now everything's basa b'chalav, and the Rama is machmer on that. Shaila theoretically, okay? So, if, let's just, apply the Ramah. You have this boiling hot chisel of Klirishan water. Okay? And then you have in there one fork, one spoon. There's no 60 in the water against either one. They're both treif, and the chisel's treif. That's it. That's your Ramah holds. Okay? So, now, that would seem to lend us to think that, let's say you had that chisel case that I was talking about, in the bottom down there, you have a milchik of fork. So according to the Ramah, if there's no 60 in the water against that milchik of fork, everything's a problem. Right? Now, the thing that we're going to have to figure out is our chisels. If you have a chisel and you filled it up with water from the sink, first of all, is that water yatzaledes? So let's say it is. But more importantly, is it still klirishon? Because if it's going to be considered a klisheni, then klisheni already doesn't make things treif necessarily, but the evidence for sure. So even though there are more paskins, it's a problem. Let's think about now. They have to be both bnei yoyman and bleias klirishon. If one of them is not bnei yoyman, I oz call a kelim mutar. Now, fine. So that's the case again that you filled up a klirishon, a milchik a klirishon, and so this, by the way, would be a case. The Prima Gadim points out this would be very similar to a case where you have a pot of soup cooking in a milchik pot, and you stuck in a fleishik a spoon. So according to the Ramah, there's no shishim in the soup against the spoon, or at least against the amount of the spoon that you dipped in, it would be, and they're both b'nei yoymai, everything would be treif. It would be the same problem.
So okay? When do they hold the knot for knot?
What?
So when do they hold
the knot? If it's one after the other. So let's say you have the soup was cooked in a milchika pot, and you took it out of the milchika pot, and now you're warming it in a parav pot. Then you stuck in the fleishika spoon, that would be not par not now. Because now the milchika flavor is settled already. Now we talked about last time being kreveya, not being kreveya, whatever. But basically, right. You could theoretically, then you mixed meat in it. Later, it would be mutter. Because it already settled as a not par not. There's a chiddush here that before it settles, it met up. The shidduch with the fleishika flavor, tam, happened before it settled as a not by not. That's the chiddush, when they both come into the water simultaneously. Okay? Now, but this is not normally the case. What's the normal case? The normal case is not that you have all the water in a milchika pot and then you stick in fleishika dishes. The normal case of washing dishes is you have both of them in a pariv pot, let's say a sink, or a shisel, and then you pour in water on both. Is that the same? Is that the same? Or a dishwasher. Because what happens in a dishwasher? Let's take the old-fashioned dishwashers. I'm going to, for the purpose of the beginning of this discussion, if we don't get to the end of the discussion, okay, I don't know how dishwashers work, okay? But for the purpose of this discussion, it very much depends on the dishwasher. Okay, well, let's say for the purpose of this discussion, we're going to say a very simple mechanism of how a dishwasher works. The water gets heated up in an element in the bottom of the dishwasher. Okay, and then the water gets squirted out into the machine. Okay, let's keep it very simple. It goes, the water is sitting there boiling in the bottom of the, because in the old dishwashers, there was no element in the dishwasher. So it was getting the hot water from the house. So that would be a little bit different because now you're pulling in the hot water from somewhere else. Then in the new dishwashers, they created that the element, the water actually gets heated in the dishwasher itself. Right, there's an element there. So, and then what happens was, it's like basically, you know, a sprinkler system in there and basically shoots out the water from all over the place. So that's the way we're gonna discuss it. Now, I was told maybe, In the you know, as time goes on, it's not that simple either, because there's like pumps and it comes in from different sides and it's not coming in straight from where the element is. So whatever. But let's say there's vapors, there's steam. there's steam going back and forth, and there's also soap. Okay, but I'm saying for the purpose of this discussion, because I want to just keep it simple before we get to the halacha l'maisa, let's assume that, okay? So I think that's what we're going to discuss. We're going to assume that the water gets heated on the bottom of the sink, and then it shoots up and into the dish, onto the dishes that are in the sink, okay? And then dishwasher. So that's not the case of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's not the case of the Ramah. The case of the Ramah was when you have a milchika yoyra with hot water, and in there, fleshika dishes. Now we have not like that. We have milchika and fleshika dishes in a pyre of yoyra. So now we have to have that the water, it's much more chomer here, because it's much harder to trafen it up for a minute, if you think about it. Why? Because the water has to hit both kalim and simultaneously do two things. It's got to take the flavor out of one, take the flavor out of the other, mix the flavor, and then put it back into both.
It's the same thing in the case of putting the spoon in
the pot. No, because first of all, there it's klirish and mamish. It's not irui. So the milchik ablia is out of the klir already. It got. You don't need the irui.
I have a pyre of a pot or a fleishik pot. It doesn't make a difference. I have a fleishik spoon and a milchik spoon. Doesn't make a difference.
No. But if you're doing Eroi, it's different. If you're pouring onto both, it's different.
Why does it have to mix the?
Because you have to make sure that it's not naparnat. If it would be Isser, you could do that. But for naparnat, you want them to mix up the tam in the water. No? I'm not sure. Well, let's see how it plays out. That's what the Ramah holds, what the Shach is going to argue. Okay, so Zakta Rama. Right, okay, right, correct. The plates in the dishwasher are definitely going to have.
Assuming, which I'm not sure if that's always the case, assuming the bottom actually heats up on its own, that actually washes whatever the water washes together.
I don't know if the place that the water is cooking is the same place that all the dirt is trapped. Right, and then, but the water is being boiled in the same place that all the dirt and grease is trapped. Okay, so let's read the Ramah. So the Ramah says like this. He says, "Aval im shneim b'nei yoyman." You have a milchik and a fleishik dish next to each other. V'hidiach oyisam b'yachad b'kli rishon. I call aser v'ochi noyagin. Okay, v'davka shehut chub b'yachad u'b'kli rishon. No, did I miss the main thing? Okay. Avalim hutchu zachar zeh. But if you wash the one after the other, that's Josh's case. Oy b'kli sheni afil b'yachad akol shar. Now, what I want to talk about is where the shach is in Sifkat and Yod Ches. It says like this. V'im ira mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav. Dinoi ki kli rishon v'oyser imhoi ben yoyma. First case. You didn't wash it in the dish. You poured out from a fleshka dish onto a milchika dish. Okay, so you have a milchika pot with water, and you poured it onto a fleshka pot. The fleshka pot becomes also. The milchika one doesn't, because the flavor doesn't go back up into the milk. But the bottom one is also. Okay. Now, avolim ira maim roischem. She'enon shabasav lo shechal. But let's you pour from a pariv thing, which is the dishwasher. You poured from a pariv, not a milchik or a fleshik. You poured from a pariv source onto both kalim. A few, even if they're dirty, hakol shari. De'ein iroi kikli rishon mamish, shiyasa shakelim shema'ara aleihem, yivlu zemizeh. Says the Ramah, everything's mutter. So if you cooked it in a kli rishon together, but if you pour it from a pariv onto a dirty milk and a dirty fleshix, then it's mutter. That's the Ramah Paskins. Why? Because in order to create the Isser, what you have to do here is the Eroi, the pouring, has to be able to be powerful enough to take the flavor from one, take the flavor from the other, mix up the flavors, and then put them back into both. That's too much. It can't do that. It doesn't have the koyach to do that type of transfer. So the Ramah's makel.
Isn't it also only us? Because anyways, we never have to.
Why?
You were the only definition. People never goes past the first thing that touches.
Yeah, but the water could become asa kedei klipa.
How the water become asa kedei klipa?
Because It will take out the bleah from here and take out the bleah from here, and there'll be a knot, and there's no shishi to make it the klipa, and then the water will become asa.
If I have three pieces of something that's thinner than a klipa, and I do iri on it, iri treif, it doesn't permeate in the next klipa, because by definition, the klipa can never go more than, never goes, may klipa the khatiba.
No.
So if I have a thin pancake, I have a thin thing of
eggs. Yeah, but here the...
Water,
but the water can become asa. And the water can bring the other one to the klipa also. So now Lamaisa, the Shach argues on this halacha. Okay? The Shach in Sivkaton Ches is Meirich, and the Shach says, I don't understand why this is true. L'chaira, we have a halacha that Irui could do multiple things at once. It could take out flavor from one and put flavor back into the other one. He brings a raya from if you moiling a tarnagoilus. The case is like this. You have a chicken. You did not do malich on the chicken. And then you pour hot water on the chicken. So the problem is that what happens is the water boils up the blood in the chicken. And basically it takes it out and puts it back in another spot. And the halach is once blood comes into a chicken from a non-natural spot, malicha cannot help anymore. And we paskin, if you pour hot boiling hot water on a chicken, that's it. You can't save the chicken anymore. So it's clear that the Iroi could take out and put back in. So says the Shach, why can't you say the same thing here? Why can't the Iroi take out from one and then put back in the second one? So if you have a milchik dish and a fleishik dish, so probably what's going to happen is you're gonna if one of them is dirty for sure, you're going to be able to take out flavor from one, put back flavor in the other, and maybe make a big problem here, right? Now, if they're both kalim, their shach is mekel, the prima godim is astering. Basically, the shach is saying, if the hot water stream hits both kalim, then it could have the koyach to take flavor out of one, bring flavor out of the other, mix up the flavors, and trefin it up. That's the shach's maskon in Sivkaton Chaf. So the shach argues on this ramah, as does the taz and the prima godim says, that even something which you could kasher, is called, unless it's hefsi merubah, you should kasher. So the prima godim is machmer, not like the ramah, which would seem to indicate to us that a dishwasher, and you have milchika stuff in a fleshika dishwasher, milch, and there's no shishim, very often there's 60 times, okay? But there's no shishim, it would be a problem.
Yes.
Okay? Now, there's going to be a big, I think that we could come up with a very big cool over here. Okay, this is a little but seemingly there, according to the maskana of the shach, the dishwasher or washing dishes would be a problem. Or there's ben, yeah, which you're saying that it normally is, and you would have to know it's yatzal lettuce, which I'm sure it is. The dishwasher has to be yatzal lettuce, otherwise it's not going to get clean, right? Now the other thing is that maybe it's poigim, you're saying. It depends on the soap, and the soap really poigim. What capsule goes when? I'm sure there's a rinse cycle before that. Right. Okay, so far so good, clear? The Toshach in Sivkaton Chaf when he's Meirich over here now. Now there's a very big stira to this Shach in Sivkaton Chaf from a small Shach two lines earlier in Sivkaton Yerches. The Shach says like this. He says he's going on the halacha of him ira miklirishin shel basar akli chalav dina kiklishin. So you have fleishig of water. You're pouring the fleishig of water onto a milchik dish. Says the Shach. Says the Rabbah. It's a problem. Zok the Shach, because of the Taras Chatos, B'Shem Isser V'Heter, Dafil B'Ma'ar Meklishal Isser Akelim Shal Heter, Ein Lesser Rak HaKli Shabba HaKiluach HaIroi Olav. So only the first Kli, which is a direct hit from the Fleshiga dish, that's the only Kli that's Osser. But if it goes and it bound and it goes from that Kli to another Kli, the second Kli is Motor. Why is the second Kli Mutter? Because it's not Iri Klirishin anymore. doesn't have the power of the Kli Rishon, because it already hit the Kli. Once it hits one Kli and it goes to another Kli, it loses the potency, the koyach of the Kli Rishon. So this is a very shver shach, because if anyone remembers that the Prima Gadim here is Meirich, in Sivkat and Yod Ches, and there's Sivsei Das, he asks a big stira from this to something we learned in Siman Sadi Beis, a very important Prima Gadim. Does anyone remember the case in Sadi Beis that we're talking about a messy kitchen and we have a Fleishka pot cooking on the side and then we have a Milchika pot cooking on somewhere else on the counter. And then the Milchika pot overflows and a stream of milk from the Milchika pot overflows, goes down the side of the pot, goes down the counter and hits the Fleishka pot. Is that still going to have the koyach of Kli Rishon? So the Ramah said it does, because it's not nifsak the kiluach. It's still connected to the milch kapat. So frek the prima gadim, you see that even though it hit another surface, it hit the counter, but since it's still connected to the source, to the milch kapat, it's connected the whole time, no matter what. So here also frek the prima gadim. Why don't you say that the water coming out of the flesh kettle hit the first milch kapat, hit the first milchika kli, and then it hits the second milchika kli, but it's all connected.
There's ala ish though, right?
Oh, so that's one Tarat Supreme Gadim gives. It's still ala ish. Now, if that's going to be the answer, by our dishwashers, that's not going to work, because it's still going to be ala ish. The water is going to hit one kli, and then ricochet off one, hit the back, you know, get. It's still going to be connected, could be. That's one teretz. So there's a couple terutzim, but that's the main teretz. Very good. That's the Prima Gadim is one of his answers. The other Prima, the Chavis Das answers that maybe over there it's the milk itself. It doesn't have to be maflet umavlia, but here it has to continue, has to take out blias, whatever. But the Rav Moshe has a teretz to this kasha. And Rav Moshe's teretz is like this. It's the Shmaka teretz. Moshe's teretz is like this. As long as it's flowing on another surface, that's fine. It still maintains the power of the Kli Rishon. And even though it's on another surface, since it's still coming with the koach of the Kli Rishon and it was not nifsak, then it's still going to maintain the relationship with the Kli Rishon. But he says that's all if it's flowing in the direction that it's supposed to go. But he says, but let's say you hit one surface and then the kiluach ends basically. Bam, it hits the surface. Then from there, it goes and you know, bounces to another place and changes direction from where it was originally flowing. So he says at that point, Sazer Moshe, you lost your connection to the Kli Rishon and it has a din of Nifsak the Kiluach. And now, since it's on another surface, it's going to have a din of a Kli Sheni. It's going to be liable like a Kli Sheni. So says Rav Moshe, that's the difference between these two cases. The case of the Rav Moshe is that it overflowed and it's just flowing. It's flowing on the counter. The counter doesn't affect the fact that it's still connected to the Kli. But here you pour it from one Kli, it hit the bottom Kli. Then it bounces off there onto another Kli. If that first Kli wasn't there, it wouldn't be here. It would be continue going down. So the fact that this Kli is there and it changes the direction of the Kiluach, so it loses its relationship with the original Kli, and Mamela blibes like a Kli Shein. No, so that's what the Rav Shach is saying. If you have the Fleshika kettle and it hit the first Kli, that's a problem. The second Kli is not a problem anymore because it's the second Kli, right? Now you're saying, let's say you held two Kalim like this and you poured and it went from one to the other. Yeah, then the both would be a problem, right? So that's what Moshe says. And by the way, the Gra is a shtickle mashma like that. That was shot in the whole Ramah. The whole Ramah over here, that's Makel, the Goyin is mashma, that the Lumdus is basically like that. Because he says, you know, it's Katan Chaf Beis, he says, Dimiyachin Nochwa Maim Al Kli, Echad Have a Kli Sheni. It becomes Kli Sheni the second that it hits one Kli. Okay? Now, according to that, in Sivkat and Chav Beis in the Gra. This Rav Moshe, by the way, if you want to look it up, is Yerdeh Aleph, Simen Mem Beis. So now that's miyashiv. According to that, you have to say, if that's what the shach means, let's make a cheshbon. So what does the shach mean in Sivkatan Chof that it's aser? Well, he's arguing on the Ramam. It must mean, Zakhtar Maisha, that the water is not bouncing off one to the other. The water, it's a thick flow. It's a thick, like, pouring, and it's hitting both simultaneously. If the water is hitting both simultaneously, so then the Eroi has a crack to take from one and pass to the other, because it hit both Kalim. But if it hits one and then the other, it bounced around, that was the Shach Sekat in your chest. You lose your kayach, you're already cliché. Okay? So, I think, if we think about this, right, so I think it's like this. There's going to be end up being a very big difference between a dishwasher and a shisel now. If you have a dishwasher, there's never a time that the water is hitting one, two kalim simultaneously. The vart is not that the water is hitting it simultaneously. The vart is, that there's like it shoots out water and it bounces one off the other. So it keeps on hitting one, bouncing off the other. So it's all cliché-y. It's hitting one, bouncing there. It loses the karach of the klirisha. No, because the water spritzing out from the bottom and it hits one. No. But once it hits one, that's the end of that kiluach.
Would you say the same thing to tiny babies?
Well, no, because. No, but they hit the first pot there. The shiloh was the counter. The shiloh there was the counter. So then the counter is not affecting the kiluach, it's flowing on the counter. Right, so the first pot is still the kiluach. It's the second pot which is going to be not, it couldn't be considered nifsak. Right. So it's going to come out like this. The dishwasher case, according to our Moshe, is going to be like the shach of katan yudches, where it's going to have a din of a cliche. Now, unless you have Rabbi Shafran's issue, which is all the stuff that collects on the bottom, and then a clearishin comes in and pours on each kli individually. Isser, the mamash. So I don't know. Is that what happens? Rabbi, what do you hold? In other words, I'm saying that one keli can't asser the other in a dishwasher because you can't hit one and then hit the other. But what happens if all the stuff collects on the bottom and then all the water becomes treif and then it will hit each keli directly? That could be. But yeah, for that, you need shishim against the ben. So that could be a problem, but for that you need shishim against the ba'en. And you probably have shishim against the milchik ba'en. Right. The more common case is that you forget a person found that they put one fork inside the dishwasher. So the amount of ba'en on that one fork. Right. I mean, I would say you should kash the milchik fork because there's another possibility. The possibility could be is that eventually Be'en landed on that milchik fork and then there was a direct hit from the water onto the Be'en. Right? Because the stuff gets thrown all over the place. Right, many cards, then you don't have to do a gala on it, but I would say to be yoytzi from all things, do a gala. If you have one milk, a fork, The only time I had a real shiloh was that someone ran an entire milk, a load in the flesh of a dishwasher. That now becomes a real, that's almost the case of the Yoruch Levis that you use to cash to right? There's no fleshik ben, but you use the fleshik dishwasher. So that fleshik dishwasher is in big trouble right now, and there's no real good way to. That's a problem because there's probably milchik ben all over the place, and then the klirishin hit it, and I don't see any way out of kasher of that dishwasher. Happens to me, could be that actually the milchik dishes are fine because the dishwasher is probably in a binyamin.
If you're worried about the bed inside the dishwasher,
then you could just kind of
run the dishwasher
again. Yeah, that itself is not so simple. So Akapanim, that would the tzad kula on the dishwasher is bitis or maisha. The tzad kula on the dishwasher is that the dishwasher doesn't have a flow of water that hits two things simultaneously. The only thing you could claim, perhaps, is that the flow of water does hit the rack and the dish at the same time. I don't know if the rack was ben yomite of fleshes, but that could be. But okay. Now, what about the other case, though? What about the shisel case, when you're actually washing the dishes together? So I think that could be a big problem. Because there, the flow, let's say what happened was, you picked up a milchik dish, and you used a fleshik sponge, and you're washing it. Now, the water is hitting both the sponge and the dish at the same time. So that's like the shachins of katan chaf, that if the water is yatzo ledes, that would be a problem. Because the water is hitting both at the same time. Unless the water's in but if the water's a cleation, that would be a problem. Now, in the case of the shisel, Darfman Vissen, you went ahead and filled up a shisel of water. There's no raya from the fact that my hand was in there. That's not Yatzalatis. That's the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva and some Kufay brings down that there's no raya from the fact that people wash their hands in it. That it's not Yatzalatis. So that's not a good raya necessarily. Depends on your setting on the water, whatever. But if you found when you filled up a shisel of water with hot water and you found on the bottom there the milchik, so l'chaira, everything in that shisel is still called irui, basically, because it never stopped. So it's filling up direct, it's filling up the whole time. It's filling up from Eru, right?
But only
if
they clean water pouring into the
thing. Yeah, but the water is still connected while it's pouring the whole time. And now that water, which is connected, is in there, and it's not nifsak. And that, the choyer, is like nischal. That would be a problem. So if the water was filling up the whole time, and you find on the bottom there, a milcha kadesh, that could be an asu to clear right above it.
You're saying that's the equivalent.
No, I'm saying if you fill that. Well, I'm talking about a case where you had a dishpan of stuff, and in the dishpan of stuff, you had some milcha dishes, and you filled it up with hot water, and you came back 5 minutes later, and it's full now. So I'm saying all that water has a din of iri. And that water now touched both kalim simultaneously, that could be a problem. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if you want, after the dust settles of this sif, the Ramah's makel on everything, the Ramah's makel, unless you mamish cook them up in a klirishin together, the shach is machmer, but based on Ramayisha, we're being magder, what's the chumr of the shach? The chumr of the shach is only when the irui touched both at the same time. So the Irui was there in between both at the same time. If the Irui goes from one to the other, we're going to learn from based on the Shach Sekatan Yud Ches that that's okay. So therefore, the Tzad Kul in the dishwasher would be that maybe in order to Asa has to go from one to the other, maybe that's not a problem. But if in a case where you wash the dishes, let's say, and your mom is touching both the water on the flow of the water, hits both Kalim at the same time, that Taka would be a problem. So I think that would be basically the Klal. L'maisa, the last line in this Ramah, is the most nagia Ramah, is a very important Ramah. He says, "Im nimtza kara chaylevis bein kli basa." You wake up in the morning, why is there a milchik dish in the fleshika drawer? What happened? There's a milchika spoon in the fleshik drawer. That means either it was washed with the fleshik, or it means someone put it in the wrong place, or it means it was used as fleshik. It could be a lot of problems. We're not going to aser it, because in order to aser, you have to assume a lot of things. You have to assume, first of all, it was washed together. You have to assume it was washed in a way with hot water that it hit both simultaneously at the same time. There's a lot of chumras in order to make a problem. You're not mechuyev to be choshesh for all of those chumras. And memela, he says, if you don't know what happened, you can be makos. So this is very important. Like someone says, oh, my cleaning lady was here. I don't know. She usually is not in the kitchen, but I see. And then I found that now there's some milk and stuff that was washed. So you have to be cautious that that's a problem generally.
Because, if you find it in the drawer, not in the dishwasher.
Well, if you know what happened, you know what happened. Right. I'm saying just finding it in the drawer is not an issue. All right. So we'll wrap this up, and then I think we're going to get into onions either next week or the following. Okay. Shkoyach.
The dishwasher
Yeah. So if someone wants to do some research about how dishwasher.